right, so a moment here on Omicron. We have to do it. We have to spend a moment on Omicron. For those of you in D.C., we'll start at 4 when we start rolling here. Because Jen Psaki continues to push the idea. So we're going to start with Jen Psaki. It's bite 4. The idea that normalizing vaccine mandates, that's part of this whole conversation, right? It wears you down. It grinds and grinds and grinds and grinds and grinds, and they normalize the idea that a vaccine mandate and boosters and more boosters and then some more boosters and fully vaccinated will be whatever the government determines it's going to be, and they will tell you what fully vaccinated means. And you have to pull your card out and show people, hey, here's my vaccination schedule. Here's my vaccination passport. If you want to get on a plane, this is one of the things that's coming soon, I believe, is that you will have to show your proof of vaccination to fly domestically in the United States. These things are coming, despite the fact that Omicron is not shown to be particularly serious at all. Now, don't get me wrong. I've known many people that have been particularly ill from COVID. A guy that works on our team here was on a vent for 21 days. He defied all odds. Because your chance of coming off the vent, not particularly good if you didn't know that. When patients are in ICU and they get vented, the percentage of people coming off, very small. Less than half in the first few days. He was on 21 days. His chance of coming out of there was small. Somehow he woke up after 21 days. Now, that's still been 3 months ago that he woke up. He's still fighting back, right? So it's this constant droning on of normalizing the interference with your privacy, your personal medical decisions. I don't mind that people choose to vaccinate or not vaccinate. That is their choice as an adult. And don't demand that our children have to be vaccinated when we don't know really what the effects are. You know, across Europe, the Moderna vaccine, not allowed anymore for people 30 or under because of heart issues. It's the bottom line. If you look at the number of people that have been adversely affected in the VAERS system, when you can get access to it, you'll find that a lot of adverse reactions. And for those of you that are not familiar with this program or haven't been here very long, yes, I got vaccinated. After the second dose, I was terribly ill. Had vertigo so bad for 3 days, I could barely function. So bad, in fact, I had to get a prescription called Antivert from my doctor. So how good is a vaccine that I have to get a prescription drug to tolerate? Scares me, and I'm fearless, right? At any rate, Omicron's here. And so what? I have not heard of one Omicron death anywhere in the world. The Delta variant still seems to be much more lethal. The vaccine's much in question in many other places. And that's the problem. They just flood you with noise all the time. And then you don't know who to believe or what to believe because you're overwhelmed with... And I get emails from lots of you folks, and I appreciate it. Well, here's the person that knows. Come on. There are a lot of people that are qualified to give opinions because they have MD after their name or PhD after their name or whatever it might be. A lot of smart people weighing in with completely divergent views of what the truth is. At any rate, here's Jen Psaki. Listen to this.
Why not go further in the direction of you know, public health and mandates, given the potential risk and the fact that we're headed into winter?
Sure. Well, one, I would say that nothing is off the table. Including domestic travel.
Nothing is off the table when it comes to, you know, mandates and requirements and so on and so forth. Nothing's why would we take anything off the table? They want this. And somebody was saying yesterday that they were putting forward this idea that, well, Republicans want the pandemic to continue. Why on earth would Republicans want the pandemic to continue? You think that Ron DeSantis wants a winter surge in Florida? Because somehow that's going to help him politically? I mean, sorry, what planet are you on? The people that would even suggest such a thing are completely out to lunch. Gone. But Jen Psaki is the gaslighting director for the administration, who also had to spin her way through a straightforward question about President Joe Biden doing local interviews. He had promised, well, I'll do a bunch of local interviews. Have you been seeing them? Because I haven't. Here's what Jen Psaki had to say about that.
When the infrastructure bill passed, you said that one of the things the president would be doing is local TV interviews.
Yeah.
I think he's only done one so
yes.
far. I know that the first lady did one, I think, more about Christmas yesterday. So
yeah.
Is there a plan for him to do that in a real way in the next couple of weeks?
I would very much like that to happen. We are always competing with time on the schedule. I'm going to be honest. His schedule has been quite packed, but he would like to do it. We're working to get it on the schedule. So I don't have anything to predict or preview for you at this point in time, but hopefully we will be able to add some local interviews in the next couple of weeks.
Both. His schedule is full. His diaper is full. That part's true. But his schedule, no. Please. President Trump was able to do interviews all the time. All the time. On the fly, scheduled, not scheduled. He answered questions all the time. More than any president in my lifetime. This guy, oh, his schedule's just too full. His depends are full. That's about all that's full with this guy. Oh, and by the way, yeah. One more thing about COVID from Jen Psaki. She's hit by chicken noodle news. And one of their pretend reporters on why Joe Biden has not shut down the virus as promised. Listen.
Big picture here. President Biden has repeatedly promised to shut down this virus. He has talked about wanting to end the pandemic. Is that still possible? Does he still believe that that is possible? Or are we starting to shift now, especially with the rise of this variant, to perhaps accepting that we need to live with COVID for years to come?
Well, first, I would say there's a lot we don't know about the variant yet, and that is challenging and frustrating, I understand, for Americans, for all of you. And we want to give the space and time for the public health officials who are working 24/7 to assess and provide guidance on it.
Let me help. Here's what we know. Omicron has gone global already. Omicron and the doctors that found it and identified it in South Africa say we haven't had anybody be hospitalized yet. Same is true in Botswana and Namibia and that whole part of sub-Saharan Africa. It spreads fast, they say, but nobody seems to get serious symptoms. We know all of those things. So why are we panicking? No real explanation. By the way, before Christmas, if you'd like to lose weight, I've got a solution for you. Just go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. Lose weight with my friends at My Pure Health Solutions. My Pure Health will be there to build a custom plan for you. If you want to lose weight before Christmas, you should do it. You can save $250 on a program if you get signed up no later than today. No pressure. $250. Put that in your Christmas stocking. All right? I mean, save money, feel better, lose the weight, stop thinking about it today. GruberHealth.com. I'll be right back. I'm Steve Gruber, and I love flannel. For the love of flannel, be sure to grab a Grand Flannel by Muskox, a Michigan company focused on adventure and American wildlife conservation. I wear Grand Flannel all the time, a super durable, comfortable 100% cotton flannel perfect for the Michigan outdoors. To find out more, go to GoMuskox.com. GoMuskox.com. For the love of flannel. Go to GoMuskOx.com. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.